It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Kane and Bucks.
Can't stop addicted to the shindig.
Questions without notice. For Aussies living life on the go, Signet phone accessories go the distance, keeping you connected and protected.
Questions without notice are for Signet Power every moment with a Signet Power bank. I want to speak about the Saints. Before we do that, let's have a listen to their coach after the game.
Look, we're up for a fight. We know their quality, particularly in the midfield. That's where a lot of their quality is. And we're trying to build out in there. So that was challenging for us all night. We strategised a lot, worked a lot, and enabled us to fight on, but not quite good enough.
Yeah, I just wonder when the pressure comes. Like he spoke also about the amount of close games that they have lost, and that is accurate, but if you look at it a bit more forensically than that, they kicked the last six goals against the Giants. That game was over. Against Port Adelaide on the weekend, they were smashed in every way. The only thing that Port Adelaide didn't do was convert. They kicked 1-8, and they were challenged from a personnel point. They lost Alia early, they lost Power Pepper, they lost Rosie, and the Saints still were nowhere near it other than on the scoreboard in every other metric. They were smashed against Richmond. They were beaten badly in the first half, and this is a Richmond side that's bottom two, probably, is because he's so good in the media. This is the question without notice. Mm. And he's a bit of a media darling. Is Ross Lyon a little bit untouchable? And should we be a bit more critical of the Saints' performance this year, considering there was high expectations off what they did last year, playing finals, versus the performances this year and where they sit amongst the best teams in the comp?
Does their narrow losses and their competitiveness not speak to the coach doing a good job in some shape or form?
Do you think they've been competitive, though? Do you think the narrow losses is masking the actual performance? Like, they weren't great last week, and they certainly weren't great on Friday night.
Well, it might not be masking the actual performance. It might be masking the deficiencies in their team and their list, which is fundamentally what a coach is trying
to do. So how did they produce what they produced last year?
They were a goal or two better, that's all. And they've dropped, so they have been unable to find the same level. They're the highest scoring team from the back half in transition. Number one in the AFL in the first 7 weeks at scoring from their back half. I think they've really missed. They look great early. The win against Collingwood was good. Hill's played really good footy, Brad Hill. I think, they missed Liam Henry, who was a great recruit for them. I think when you get Henry, Wanganine Miller, Brad Hill up and about, I think Darcy Wilson on the wing has been excellent.
So you're telling me you're not concerned about the Saints?
I think Filippo's dropped right off, and he's a second-year Blues in many ways. I think they tried to cast him as a midfielder. But what I see is a coaching group that are learning things about their list in real time. I think they've made some brave calls about some of their players and some of their lists, but list management changes. So to develop a midfield that's going to contend and can support the way you defend or the way that you want to attack, I don't think St Kilda have that midfield, and it's plain for all to see, and it's really difficult for the coach to front up every week and to have to answer questions in some ways about their performances when it's quite clearly, I reckon it can be slated back to a midfield that's one-paced and and can't.
So it's a list issue more than anything with the Saints. And last year, they just overperformed with the list that they've got. And the expectation that off what you did last year, that you're going to improve because these young players have another pre-season, another year in the system was misguided. Is that what you're saying?
I think that they just lack real quality in the middle. And they've got the same type of player in there. And we see now that you need to have that short speed. You know, Garcia went in there and he looked like he had it against Butters, but he's like a 4 or 5 gamer. And he had a crack, but like Seb Ross is one pace, Steele's one pace. When Crouch is in there, he's one pace. Like these are players. You try and get Sinclair in there from time to time, but then you're robbing Peter to pay Paul. I think they're not like their structure looks okay. Dougal Howard, you know, has been lightly used, but he was poor on the weekend. Caminiti has a crack. If I'm a St Kilda fan, I would be looking. The expectation and narrative suggested that we're going to go better.
Mm.
And I think that was not really well placed in that from that narrative. So you might be a little bit disappointed, but there's clear holes in your list that can only be addressed at the end of the year. And I think the coach can't talk about that every week.
I'll give you the good news. North,
what do you got?
Hawthorn, Fremantle at home in the next three. So they just have to win all those three, and I suspect that they win all those three comfortably. After the news headlines, I'm sure you've got some hard-hitting questions without notice.
Of course.
Continuing with our questions without notice, Bucks.
Kane, the Gold Coast Suns, they're 4-3, so they've won those four at home. They've lost their three away. They go into the Q clash this week, so Brisbane may be gettable at the Gabba. And then they go to play the two games up in Darwin, North Melbourne first and then the Cats after that. Do they play finals this year? Have you seen enough from them to suggest that they're going to be able to take that very difficult step from, you know, a 10-win season to a 13-win season?
Can I answer this in a strange way? They are not in the best 8 teams in the competition, mm-hmm. but they will play finals, if that makes sense, because it's not even. And they have the softest draw. And the AFL are desperate for them to play finals, and they've produced a very soft draw for them for that to be the case. So off the back of that, they are good enough to play finals and maximise the draw that they've got, but are they in the best 8 teams in the competition? No.
All right. So if they do that,
yep.
Are they doing it simply off maturing as a list, or are they doing it because of Damien Hardwick and his clarity?
No, I don't think it wouldn't matter if Stewie Jew was there. They'd get the same result this year as what they will with Damien Hardwick. There'd be maybe perhaps a bit of the new coach bounce, but I haven't seen a whole heap of that. Like, I start the game really slowly yesterday, West Coast kicked the first. I don't think there's been any dramatic shift other than these players that have been there for a while, and they're getting huge seasons out of Anderson and huge seasons out of Rao. But I think that would have been the same case with Stewie. Do you agree
they're
awesome.
With that? Yeah, I do. The midfield's established, and Jared Witz's performance on the weekend was huge. Great to see him continue on his way. I think they've got the right makeup and good structure, you know, a bit of depth now, which helps which is pressure for and competition for spots. But no, I think they're in pretty good shape.
We do, and we can flip from week to week, and you're reactive off one performance. But I feel like we need to mention Fremantle, because we are incredibly hard on them when they don't perform. I want to have a listen to their coach, because I thought that performance on Saturday night was really strong.
I think our contest work tonight was back to those of rounds of the earlier rounds. We probably connected inside 50 as well as we've done, and that composure with that kick going inside 50. I think we had 15 marks inside 50, which is probably season best. Yeah, it was nice to hit the scoreboard a bit more.
And I think I may have mentioned it last week, is do you give them the derby? Do you give them a mulligan? Because that's the only game that they've been poor consistently for the start of the year, albeit they had kicked 60 points in the 60s for 4 weeks in a row. Are we hard on Fremantle considering the age demographic of their list and how competitive they have been for, you know, 6 out of the 7 games?
I think we are. And Fremantle have played really consistently. As you said, the derby was their worst performance. They were... They were a goal and a half up on Carlton with 5 minutes to play and lost in different circumstances on Gather Round. They were a goal and a half up on Port Adelaide with 5 or 6 minutes to play and got done. So they're two sides that we see as, you know, either locked in top four teams or potential top four teams. So I think their performances have been really consistent. They've endured some personnel changes and some injuries, so which every club has. But Amos out is a big one because he's been, you know, quite significant for them in front of the ball. I think when they're sort of tall, we've already spoken about small forwards and how important they are. Frederick was back, gave him a burst of speed. Switkowski still not in, and he's a really strong part of their performance. But I definitely do think that Freo, people have black banned Freo and they get on the nose
really quickly. Unfairly?
I think so, yeah. They've lost a lot of players. I think, I think it does come back down to the coach a little bit. He's, as I said, internally, he's a great relationship builder. I think that some people have a set against him and don't think he's, provides enough energy or enough content in presses, etc. But I think he's very thorough. He's got a great relationship with his players, and he sets them up to succeed. And I think Freo having a really strong season to date.
If you've got a question without notice, send it through. We've still got the Bulldogs to deal with. Why don't we do the Bulldog? You got one?
Yeah, no. I want to talk about spirit animals. Like, so off the back of Harley Reid and the energy that he's given West Coast Eagles, who's going to do that? Who's going to do that for Hawthorn? Who's going to do it for North?
Spirit animal?
Yeah. So who are there? Protectors of energy and givers of energy and have that flood through their groups. Like, who's Hawthorn?
So what's happened to Sicily? What has happened? Because that's him.
Yeah.
You think he is? I think he is. I think he's aggressive. I think he's getting in the face of the opposition. I think he's been brilliant as a footballer. Where's that gone? Well, how can you explain the drop-off in the captain of Hawthorn? Because I watched a couple of his defensive efforts. I had to re-watch a few of them. He's not there for whatever reason that is. So I'm not sure what has happened to him. And for North, I don't think they've got one. I don't think North. It should be Zerha. Should be Zerha. He should be brash. He should be. Zerha should be what Jake Stringer was for Essendon on Anzac Day. But he's not.
I think Zerha is it.
Well, he's not, though. He should be it, but he's not.
I know you've got a set against him.
No, I don't at all. I think he's underperforms significantly for the talent that he's got.
I think playing at the pointy end at the front of North Melbourne's team at the moment is very difficult.
Because he hasn't been fit enough to be able to inject himself into the midfield.
No, when he's gone into midfield, he's made a distinct difference.
So why doesn't he play there more often and for longer?
The coach puts him where he needs to be. But, yeah, he's probably not fit enough to be a midfielder for four quarters, but he never has been. Jake Stringer's
Neither was Patrick Dangerfield when he started. Neither was Petrarca. Mm. Neither was Dustin Martin. Neither was Gary Ablett Jr. when he started.
And I think the other thing is if you've played that role or if you've played with that energy, I really do feel that over a long period of not quite getting there or your expectations not being met and your hopes, this might be a year and then you don't start quite as well, I think that can wear those players down. So that might be what you're seeing in a Sicily. It might be what you're seeing in a Zerha. Like when you get your hopes stripped like so early in a season because the losses are mounting up here and I thought we were going to be better than this, that can be a real challenging period for leaders and players that have been on this sustained losing streak or like seasons where you haven't been able to progress or take the next step. So over 5, 6, 7 years, I think you see that happen. Mm. I think we saw it with Cripps a couple of years back before Carlton got real good. And so staying the course and getting over that speed hump from out of the finals to just in and then again to take another step to top four like that, they're big leaps to take. But it's in particular, when you haven't been competitive and you're not winning enough, it takes its toll.
All right. The Chemist Warehouse Mother's Day fragrance sale is on now. We're powered by Kubota. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and land pride attachments. Plenty more coming up next.